Hey, hello. This is another heated rivalry. That was my dog shaking. Another heated rivalry, not fic. This is being recorded for Voice Team Mystery Box 2025. The challenge is comments first. And some people from my team sent me some comments. And basically, what I had to say was, okay, I'm going to record a not fic. Leave me a comment as if the audio work is already made, and then I will make the audio work fit your comments, kind of retroactively. So, this is actually one I put into the heated rivalry thread that we had. And so the comments that I have to make this fit are there's one from Carrie Rentakai. It says, "I love how you didn't let canon tie you down too much. You really made it your own." And Janison said, "Daisy, the spirit of Hudson Williams has possessed you, and I will not be performing an exorcism. This is some freak shit. I love it." And Flower Parish says, "OMG, I am so obsessed with how you managed to capture their humor and emotional vulnerability. You truly get these characters." And then Nonplussed says, "Yes, girls." Okay, so those are the comments I need to try and fit into this not fic. So I was thinking about what I could do here. And, I was thinking about this comment from Carrie, which I thought was kind of probably the hardest one to do. So I'll try to frame that one first, so that I try and make sure I fit this in. So, I love how you didn't let canon tie you down. So I was like, okay, let me make a kind of ridiculous AU to kind of fit this comment. And so this not fic is about how Shane and Ilya are astronauts, part of the International Space Station project, kind of following, kind of the end of the Cold War, by like a decade earlier, a little less than. And so there's probably like a lot of tensions. They were probably coming up in the program with a lot of these kind of tensions of kind of like Cold War era and the original space race and all of this type of stuff. So I was like, that could be kind of cool from like the kind of team perspective, right? Like if, Shane's, from North America and Ilya's from the Russia program, right? Like there is some of that rivalry there, that could kind of be baked into this universe, and kind of how they feel about each other, kind of going into it, but then also they, have that initial chemistry and, they're going to be forced to be together on the International Space Station and, there's just no escaping how they feel, right? And kind of the closed in feeling that can be created from being in that hockey rink where you're kind of caged in, and the same is true from a spaceship, right? Like you're just kind of in there together, and it becomes a pressure cooker of emotions and the heightened sense of whatever is going on within you as well. So I thought that could be kind of be cool. And so for girls, obviously, Svetlana and Rose are also part of the crew. I thought that could be cool, to kind of have them in there. And of course, they have their own very science focused love story as well, whereas Ilya and Shane, they're just a little bit more on edge with each other at first, just because there's so much tension there. That's like underlied by their chemistry that kind of makes them, so attracted to each other, right? And they kind of start off with like sharing snacks from, their home countries, and there's nowhere for you to go out when you're trapped inside the spaceship. So, kind of having the like, okay, what did you bring with you? And like, what does it say about you? Type of conversations. I think that could be really cool. I was thinking about the fact that like, I think the Russians were the ones who sent a dog into space, right? Maybe Ilya had some sort of attachment to that dog, like knew it or whatever. But I think that was a long time ago, before this would have happened. I looked it up. The International Space Station was like 1998 or something like that, which I felt like it was much earlier, but I apparently not. So yeah, I was like, well, maybe they could talk about the dog that Russia sent up. Maybe Ilya makes that joke like, oh, Canadians don't even have a real program. Like, we even had a dog that went up there before you guys could like figure out where the moon was or something like that, like a little joke. I thought that could be funny. And then, eventually kind of the snacking and the jabs and the chirping and that kind of rivalry tension bleeds into, the two of them dancing in zero gravity to Madonna's Like a Prayer, because Jameson sent me this video of Hudson like dancing to that song. So that's going to be the possession. I'm possessed to enter this song into this not fic. But that could be kind of like a fun moment, maybe like, Shane kind of is like just tapping his foot to the song or something like that, and Ilya kind of notices and he's just like, oh, you like this song? And Shane's like, no, I don't, no, I'm not doing anything, this, my foot just twitched or something. And Ilya's like, oh, you like it, you like to dance? And Shane's just like, no, I don't, I'm, why would I like to dance, I'm normal. And then it revolves to Ilya kind of pulling him out of his shell a little bit, and then yeah, they do a little dancing, and I thought that could be really, really fun as a scene to kind of show the evolving of their relationship. That'd be nice. And then yeah, kind of like in terms of like the emotional through lines, like as they start to get to know each other and they're able to like share a little bit more about like their concerns and their vulnerabilities and things like that. And I think maybe Shane could say, he was, he always wanted to kind of go to space, and he wants to feel, what it's like to kind of, touch like the edge of the world where no other human has really gone before. And then to still, now that he's here, seeing that, it stretches into foreverness and, in terms of his perspective. And it just makes him want to challenge himself to kind of push farther and farther. And that this kind of isn't the end of his achievements and things like that, right? I was wondering, maybe Ilya's mom died in the Challenger disaster that happened in the 80s, 1986, and she was like working with NASA, maybe it was some sort of cultural exchange program, or she got tapped or something like that, and that's kind of some of Ilya's trauma there. And that he wanted to pursue, this line of work, in spite of that and in honor of her and that type of thing. And so, yeah, having those conversations just make them grow even closer, and eventually it's like what happens after this, right? They start having those conversations of, it's fine to have a little fling on the space station when it's, in the literal middle of nowhere, in the sky, going through the universe. But what happens when they have to come back down to Earth, literally? And they live on the other side of the planet from each other, and just really having those conversations of, can they make that work, and what does that look like? And especially in the 90s, and this is, maybe Ilya's like, you know what, I have a computer and you can have mail. Because this is back when like AOL was a big thing, right? Like I get you got mail machine or something like that, right? Like, well, I can do that. And yeah, maybe just kind of do that. Or they talk about, maybe Ilya coming to, or maybe like we find out, yeah, Ilya was actually like, NASA reached out to him about coming to work for them, and he was not really interested, right? Because he didn't want to feel like he was betraying Russia, and there's a lot of pressure from his family. But maybe while they're might be whether up there, they find out that his dad died, and it's like the connections to Russia are starting to dwindle for him. And at least if he goes to NASA, he can be closer to the memory of his mother, something like that. And also, closer to Shane. And maybe Shane thinks, well, maybe I'll reach out to NASA too. I don't know. This does not have to be based in America. I just know more about NASA than I do any of the other countries' programs. But anyway, yeah, something like that, right? Like they start talking about the future, but and they just kind of say, like, you know what? Like we'll see how it goes, right? And yeah. But at the same time, they both know that they want to make it work. Anyway, that is my astronaut AU not pick. I think I hit everybody, basically. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Anyway, thanks.